There's broken glass everywhere. I am a barefoot runner. What that means is I wear minimal sandals when I'm out running on trails. I'm going fast enough trail running that if I have a misstep and I'm completely barefoot, it hurts plenty. But on streets and roads, I run barefoot, completely barefoot. It's been a good decision for me, and last week, a lady was walking her dog as I ran by, and she said, "How can you run barefoot with all the broken glass on the sidewalk?" I kind of just smiled and said, "I avoid all the big pieces. I can pretty much see the big pieces, and I'll run around it." The reality is there's hardly any broken glass on the sidewalk. Oh, there's a few places. But this woman saw my bare feet, and she thought of some broken glass she might have seen somewhere on the sidewalk, and in her mind, she created this idea that broken glass was everywhere. This is how our brains work. None of us are very good at judging the amount of danger in the world. Hello, welcome to the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner, a mindset coach, and this place, the Monday Mindset, is where I share ideas that will help you develop a strong mindset. It is your mindset that determines what you do, whether you're successful in life, whatever you do, running an ultramarathon or a business or life in general. And you can learn to develop the skill of having a strong mindset. There is a part of your brain that is wired to make you afraid. It is called the amygdala. Also is called the lizard brain. If you look up lizard brain or amygdala, either one, you can find all kinds of articles on it. I found one article that kind of tells what this part of your brain does. He said it is in charge of the four Fs: feeding, fighting, fleeing, and reproduction. The thing about your lizard brain is there is no rational thought. There's no logic behind what's going on in your lizard brain. It is only concerned about survival. And in general, your lizard brain said, "What is it out there in the world that is going to kill me?" The other thing about your lizard brain is that the way it works is that anything outside of what you consider normal, your lizard brain considers to be a threat. This even applies to habits you have that you know are bad. If you have been doing something over and over and over, you know it's bad. In your logic tells you it's bad. But your lizard brain, when you try to change that, fights you because it's new and different. Anything new and different, your lizard brain considers a threat. Now, judging how threatening something is not something your lizard brain is good at. Most of us would look at skydiving and bungee jumping as something dangerous. You know, I don't know that I really have any desire to do either one of these. Some people, you know, say, "Why would you jump out of a perfectly good airplane?" But the stats say is that you are just as likely to die at a dance party as you are skydiving. You are 50 times more likely to die in a canoe as you are to die bungee jumping. And you're 35 times more likely to die while you're driving a car than when you are riding a bicycle. Now, most of the time we would look at the activities and our brains are like, it can't be, because those things feel dangerous, bungee jumping and skydiving in particular. And if you've ever ridden a bicycle along the road where drivers are angry and not pulling over to the, you know, not giving you much room, I've had cars come within probably 6 inches of me while they were traveling 35 or 40 miles an hour when I was on a bicycle. You don't feel safe doing any of these things, but statistically, they're safer than things that your brain says are. You still feel safer driving a car than you do skydiving, but you're much more likely to die in a car than you would be skydiving. Now, if you are happy with the way your life is, if you don't feel like you need to change anything, your lizard brain is going to leave you alone. You can go kind of just cruising through your life, doing your normal thing, not trying to do anything different. And you're probably never going to run across this thing in your lizard brain that's going to make you afraid of something. As long as you stay in your comfort zone, you will be fine. But if you want to have something that is more than the average life, then you need to know how to deal with your lizard brain, because your lizard brain is going to make you afraid. That seems to be one of the main purposes, the main things that it does. It's out there looking for something to be afraid of. Now, when I was a kid, I was terrified of snakes. I just, they scared me. But at the same time, I read books about Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett, and I dreamed about being a mountain man. I read books and watched movies, and it's like, oh yes, wouldn't that be great to live out in the woods? I had that desire, but I was afraid to go into the woods. I imagined that if I went into the woods, there was snakes under every rock and every log, every fallen log and every rock, there was a snake there waiting for me. I wasn't that different from the woman who saw one or two pieces of broken glass and thought that it was everywhere. I thought the woods were full of snakes. Now I'm a trail runner. I spend hours running in the woods, running on trails, and I don't worry about snakes. And when a bicycle comes, I have to step into the woods and get out of the way. I don't have time to look where I'm stepping. I jump off into the brush. Inside, I know that there's a chance of stepping on a snake, but that chance is very, very low. And I'm sure that when I've been out running, I have gone by snakes that are alongside the trail and I've never seen them. But I don't worry about it. What changed? Well, I have learned some ways to manage my emotions, and including fear. Now, I don't control my emotions. It's still there. It's still in the back of my mind. I know. And, you know, oftentimes judging between a root and a snake, you know, sometimes the snakes look a lot like roots, and you come across them and realize, you know, when you're about to step on them that, oh, it's a snake, not a root. But even at that, I don't worry about it anymore. I've learned to manage that fear. It's still there. I'm cautious. It's like, I don't want to get bitten by a snake. And the ones that are non-poisonous, I don't worry too much about, but they still make me jump when I'm running along and the stick what I think is a stick turns into a snake. Still makes me jump, but I don't let that fear. The fear is something that I have been able to manage. I had a similar experience when I began running in sandals. I started running in sandals, I had this imagination that my feet were going to get banged up because, you know, normally the roots and rocks that I would hit, I had protection of shoes all the way around my foot. But with sandals, you only have protection on the bottom. I felt like I was going to tear up my feet, you know, so I was very, very cautious to begin with. But then I realized that most of that fear was imagined. Now, it's not perfect. I still, every once in a while, something will bang into the side of my foot. But for the most part, I can run without worrying about tearing at my feet, even though it's only the bottom of my feet are protected. Running in sandals through rocks and roots, no problem for me. I realized that the fear was unfounded. I didn't have a good judge of how much risk I would be at running in sandals. So how is it that you get your lizard brain to be quiet long enough for you to go and do the things you want to do? How do you deal with that? I mean, because for a lot of us, the lizard brain, like me, wanting to be Davy Crockett, Daniel Boone, wanting to be a mountain man, wanting to live, you know, be out in the woods, but being too afraid to go do it, I had blown the risk of snakes out of proportion. Well, I've learned several mindset tools that you can use to manage your emotion, including the emotion of fear. But the first tool that I learned, and the simplest technique to use when dealing with something, and especially dealing with your lizard brain, is do it while you are afraid. Do it while you are afraid. I mean, you can be afraid and you're like, okay, yes, I'm afraid, but I'm still going to go do it. When I was young, the only thing I was more afraid of than snakes was being someplace high. I had a terrible fear of heights. It was worse than my fear of snakes. When I was a young adult, probably somewhere in my 30s, a friend of mine promised me that he could cure my fear of heights. So I met him at Echo Cliff. He explained to me the basics of rappelling, and I strapped on a harness, took the rope clipped on, and I backed up to a 50-foot cliff and let my heels hang off the edge, standing there trying to get my courage up. My heart was hammering. I was hyperventilating. My lizard brain told me, if you do this, you're going to die. I was terrified. But I leaned back. I felt the rope, the slack come out of the rope, and then the rope began to stretch. I could feel the rope stretching. And then it held. And I continued to lean back, and I went down the cliff. With my friend's instruction, I survived. And so I told my lizard brain, oh, we survived. Let's do it again. And I did it 10 more times until I was not afraid anymore. I did it over and over until my lizard brain accepted the fact that, okay, we can do this. This is something that I will put into my new normal. Now, I'm still cautious when I'm around high places, but it doesn't make me paralyzed with fear anymore. Now, I want to give you a disclaimer. When I say do it while you are afraid or do it scared, doesn't mean be stupid. The most dangerous words anybody can say, and for some reason, we tend to be the ones who say these words more than women. Maybe it's why they live longer than us. The most dangerous words a man can say, hold my beer and watch this. This doing it afraid doesn't mean to do things like that. And if you want, you can go and look on, you can find videos online of plenty of guys doing stupid things and actually surviving. So maybe the stupid things aren't as dangerous even as what we think, because they still live, although they may get banged up. There's a good chance that your lizard brain is keeping you from something that you'd really like to be doing. That's just what the lizard brain does. It looks for something to be afraid of, and it will magnify the fear and blow it out of proportion and say there's glass everywhere. So here's a takeaway from this Monday Morning Mindset, what I would like to leave you with. Feeling fear is natural. The way your brain is wired, your brain uses fear to try to keep you from dying, to keep you from doing stupid things. But your brain is not a very good judge of the risk. Remember, skydiving is just as risky as going to a dance party. Yes, there is a little bit of glass on the sidewalk, but if you decide to join me and run barefoot, you'll find out that there isn't as much glass as you imagined, and it's easily avoidable. What I do as a mindset coach is to show you how to manage your energy, your thoughts, and your emotions. If you want to have successful ultramarathon, you have to learn how to manage these things, your energy, your thoughts, and your emotions. You need that if you're a business owner. You need that in your career. You need that for life. Learning how to manage, not to control, but to manage your energy, your thoughts, and your emotions. That's what I do as a coach. If I can help you, I offer free 25-minute consultation. Free. I actually will focus on you, helping you to try to get over whatever you think is the biggest thing holding you back. If you go to ultramindsetpodcast.run, you can schedule that with me. Schedule it online. I'd be glad to talk with you and help you out. Thanks again for listening. I will talk to you next time.